WHDD Robinhood Radio presents The Locavore Way with Amy Kotler, helping you rediscover and enjoy the pleasures of locally grown food.
This is The Locavore Way with Amy Kotler, talking fresh about seasonal ingredients and culinary improvisation. It's spring and time to check out your local farmer's market. The opening of the farmer's market has become the new town green, where we meet and greet after long winter. It's like we crawled out from under a rock and start to see each other and see fresh, great seasonal food all over again. Farmers market boom has been phenomenal. And I came of age as a chef during the time the farmers markets boomed. And from 1994 to last year, farmers markets have gone from 1,700 to 7,000. So there's likely a farmers market near you. How do you shop at a farmer's market? Well, you kind of can't go wrong, but there's a few tips that really help. I like to suss out the place before I start shopping, really case the joint. Look around and see what looks tasty. And when you find farmers who specialize in things, you know where to go back. That way I have a sense of where I'm going before I start buying. Bring cash, bring some canvas bags, and go to work. I like to shop by category rather than by list. If you shop by a list, inevitably, you're not going to find what you want because you're buying really what's in season, and we're so used to buying things out of season. So what I mean by category is a salad for four, a soup for five, a grain dish, a pasta dish, and then you buy things that you think will go in those dishes. That way you've covered all bets. I often don't get to my farmer's market more than once a week, so I like the food to last all week long, so I buy a combination of perishable and non-perishable things. And how do you know? Well, what you see is what you get. With a raspberry, you can crush it between your hands. You probably should eat it within 24 hours. But a cabbage is hard as rock. It'll last all week. So start with the perishable and work your way to the non-perishable as the week goes by. Luckily, farmers market food is so fresh and bright, most of it'll last all week just fine, particularly greens. I've forgotten greens in the bottom of my fridge, and 10 days later, they were pretty gorgeous. One of my favorite aspects of shopping at a farmer's market is really learning from your farmers how to prepare your food. Basically, the signage helps steer you. Sometimes it'll say cooking greens. You know that those aren't tossed in a salad. And sometimes you just need to ask questions. Farmers really know best how to cook the food. So if you want to break out of your box and cook something you haven't cooked before, ask. And the great thing about farmer's markets, when they're producer markets, can ask your farmer and they'll know exactly what to do with it. They'll know how to store it. They'll know how to prepare it. And I'll help you as well. Getting into the habit of going to a farmer's market really breaks up a routine of supermarket shopping, and it's well worth breaking up. Why bother shopping at your local farmer's market? Lots of reasons, probably most of which you realize. The first for me is always the quality of the food, which cannot be beat. But farmer's markets also revitalize neighborhoods. They really help our farmers continue their practices so we can keep an open working landscape. They revitalize local economies and bring back biodiversity. How many kinds of tomatoes can you buy at a farmer's market these days that you didn't even see 20 or 30 years ago? It's the farmers who brought them back, and the markets have really made them thrive. Make friends with your local farmers at the farmers markets. You develop relationships that really put a face on food. You're not buying an impersonal eggplant that's been sitting in the supermarket since the year Gimel. You're buying the real stuff picked that day from a real person who you'll meet every week and talk to about what they do and their crop.
The Locavore Way is written and hosted by Amy Kotler, produced in cooperation with WHDD RobinhoodRadio.com. Amy worked as the web food forum host for the New York Times, and her food articles have been published in periodicals including Fine Cooking, Kitchen Garden, and others. Amy has written 5 cookbooks, including Fresh from the Farm, the Massachusetts Farm to School Cookbook, and most recently, The Locavore Way, Discover and Enjoy the Pleasures of Locally Grown Food. Amy's on Facebook with The Locavore Way and at locavoreway.com on the web.